Blog Talk Radio.
Today live. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the globe. That's right. Your live stream, video simulcast, radio show, and podcast, bringing the world of tarot for the last 13 years. Hi, I'm Dax, and with me is Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
It's Psychic Saturday. Yay! I need a bell or something I can ring here. You've got your shaky
sound effect. My rattle.
Where'd the rattle go? Oh, well. Here we are. Yeah. Welcome, everyone.
Every week I have that rattle ready to go.
Yeah, and the one time I asked for it, you don't have the rattle.
I know. This is crazy. Oh,
that's
wait.
Crazy. Yes.
I found it. I found both of them. So, yeah.
Got the rattles.
Woo. Yes.
Oh, it's open lines and free tarot readings here on the show. If you're listening to us audio-wise on Blog Talk Radio, we're simulcasting on Blog Talk and live on YouTube. You know, you can come over and see Mary and I on camera. Go over to Tarot Today Live on YouTube, and we have a URL, actually, that'll take you right there. So if you open up a new tab, and in the address bar, you just type in tarottoday.live. It'll take you right over there, and you'll see the live stream going at the top of the channel. Just click on that. You can join us in the chat room. I already see Sharona in there and Growing Old with
Sharona. Oh, hey. Hey, everybody. Sharona, Growing Old with Purpose. I cannot remember where. Is it Rosie? Is it what is her name?
Oh, gosh.
Gosh.
I'm having a senior moment.
Right? It's like right there.
Yep. One of our members, though, on thetarotguild.com. Mm-hmm. That is our main website, actually. And you can come over, and if you're tarot enthusiast or a student, professional reader, you can join the website for free. Just click on sign up at the top of any page, and you can use, I think the Facebook app might be down. You know, Facebook, there's always issues, but there's Google, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can use your social media, or you can use, you know, just an email address and a password. TheTarotGuild.com. Come join us. By the way, you know, if you are new here, be sure to subscribe to the channel. It really helps us out. Hit that subscribe button, and then after you subscribe, you'll have the opportunity to hit that bell icon, and that's going to notify you when we go live and so forth like that. So, yeah, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, come over and join the video stream part of the show and join us in the chat. If you're in the chat watching us on YouTube, remember you can call in, right, Mary?
Yes, they can. They can call in, and the number to call is 714-816-4628. Be sure to press the number 1 because it raises your skinny little arm up in the air, and we know you want to be on the air with us. And
yeah, we already have some callers.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Already.
Wow. That's
By the way, for those watching the video stream, you know, watch the little ticker on the bottom here because all the information you need for the show is right down here. Yes. You know, so there's the phone number right there, 714-816-4628. So if you forget and you're watching on YouTube, that's where it is. Give us a ring. Yeah. We'd love to chat with you. But, Mary, they don't have to call in. Maybe they can't, you know, but they can chat with us in the chat room and they can even get mini readings in there, right?
Yeah, you know, yes, they can. And all you have to do, you don't have to type in, can I have a reading? Any of that stuff, just get to it, you know. Just type in your question if you have a specific question. Hopefully you have a specific question. But it's okay, too, if you just want a general reading. And if that's the case, then just type in, pull a card for me. Please. Because please is nice.
Pull a card for me. Yes.
And speaking of pulling a card, I pulled a card for today.
Mm-hmm.
I did. From a deck I've had for a pretty long time. It's actually, I don't know, maybe my favorite angel deck, one of them for sure, and that's Angelic Realities Energy Attunement deck. And it works with angels and chakras and features the original artwork and channeled messages, I suppose, of Diane Gibbons, an Emmy Award-winning art director, artist, writer, speaker, etc. She's pretty cool. Is this a back design? I don't know. It's not really all that much to write home about, but it's cool. It's not bad. And the cards that I pulled, actually, if you notice at the top, you see those two little ribbons, the purple one, let's call it indigo, and also the blue one. Okay. And the keyword on the card is about purpose. So this is about connecting with your purpose and using those chakras to do it. So your throat chakra, chakra number 5, ouch, in your crown. Your crown chakra, connecting with your throat chakra around the concept of purpose. Speak your purpose. Are you able to express your purpose?
Mm-hmm.
What is your purpose? Do you just have one? Or is it about leading a purposeful life? What is your soul telling you? That's that crown connection. Listen. Listen to your higher room to speak. So that's what I got. What did you get, Jack? I'm dying to know.
Dying to know. Well, I got the Eight of Swords. Oh, God. At first glance, you're like, oh, there's a great card to get, you know, on a nice Saturday, right? this is from Chiara Marchetti's Grand Lux deck, of course. And I love this representation here. Now, this is card 8. 8 is actually abundance, but she's feeling all trapped in there. She even has a blindfold on. She's surrounded by all these swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas. It's like being boxed in or trapped by your own thoughts or ideas. And if you think about it, 8 is 4 and 4, and 4 is the number of structure in numerology. So it kind of makes sense. You know, you're creating like a cage. You're trapped in there perhaps. But when we take a look at the numerology, the day is a one energy, new beginning. So for instance, it's the 19th. So 1 + 9 = 10, 1 + 0 = 1. So that's all about, you know, leadership and beginnings and things like that. The entire date, so 11/19/2022, we know the world year number is 6 from the 2022. 11 is 2. So 2 plus 1, 3 plus the 6, 9. So it's endings too, beginnings and endings. Interesting. So what's going on with that? So the message I'm getting with this is if you're trying to reach the abundance of the 8 there, but you're feeling trapped in by all these thoughts and ideas, remember swords, thoughts and ideas, I want you to do something a little counterintuitive today. Normally, you know, Mary, you know, we are always telling folks to get a crystal clear image of what they want to attract in, to achieve that abundance, you know, get the five sensory, you know, what does it look like, smell like, taste like, sound like, you know, the whole thing. I want you to do the opposite. Well, not really the opposite, but one way of getting out of feeling trapped in like this is to, instead of look at your goal and try to focus in on that, is to take a step back and with that nine energy, look at what you can clear out first. You know, what thoughts and ideas no longer serve you, what beliefs no longer serve you, what relationships no longer serve you. And it can be physical objects, you know, literally, and it's the weekend. It's perfect. You know, cleaning house, cleaning the garden, you know, cleaning out the garage, all of that. And what that will do is it will create a void, and the universe abhors a void. So it's going to try to fill that void. And that's when you might, a couple different things could happen, is you're opening up space for what you're trying to attract in to actually come in. And also you might be surprised that it sparks some ideas because you're clearing out stuff that's no longer useful to you. And of course, like I always say with all of, you know, anything with a lot of swords in it, I always say, you know, get it down to that one idea, you know, but yeah, try letting go today. And then, you know, you have that nine energy and the one energy today. So, you know, clear it out and then focus on starting something new. Does that make sense, Mary?
I think it makes sense. Yes, I do. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. The Eight of Swords is so funny. Every time I see that card, I think back to years and years ago. I mean, well, you know, within reason, not that many years ago, but I was listening to this show and you had a guest on that was giving like kind of a mini class. It was a woman, like reader, author, you know, type person, you know, tarot, obviously. But she said something that always stuck with me about the Eight of Swords. And I think it really fits with what you're saying about clearing out something. She said that often she sees that card come up and it's either interference or avoidance. So that might also be kind of interesting. It's like, look
sense.
At what it is that might be interfering with you achieving your goals and clear that out, getting in the way. And what are you avoiding? Deal with it, you know, or just take it off the table. I don't know. That's just what came to mind. But yeah, I thought what you said made a lot of sense.
Sounds awesome. Well, you know, we've got folks waiting on the phone lines. We're going to go to phone lines in just a second here. We have a question from Rosie. By the way, she did let us know that, yes, we had it right. It's Rosie.
Wow. And a psychic
going
miracle.
With purpose. I know. Usually our senior, you know, I have a senior moment. I don't usually get it, but we got it. Let's see. Yeah. I did want to give a shout out to Rajan. People want to know what our intro and outro music are. You know, it's sampled from a track of music called The Fool from the album, the music album Tarot. And that's 22 tracks, one for each of the 22 major arcana cards in Tarot. It's by Rajan Paquin. And he is a French-Canadian composer. And you can go check it out on the website. Go to music.thetarotguild.com and you can check out his album. Not only that, Rajan is making it free for us to download right now. So go check that out.
So awesome.
Yeah. And let's see, what else? Well, we'll hold some of the other announcements till later in the show because I want to get to Rosie. She's got an interesting one here. So we'll be over to the phone calls in just a minute, folks, if you're thinking about calling in, call in now because we take the calls in the order that they come in. 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through to raise your skinny little white alien hand so we know you want to be live on air. Let's see. So Rosie's saying, Mary, I have a special request today. Could you pull a card for a significator for my dad and another card for his message of love for me today? He passed away when I was young.
Mm. So
I'm going to shuffle here and get a significator. I'm doing it actually a little differently than I normally do if I'm pulling significators. First of all, I don't use significator. I mean, I stopped using significators, 30 years ago? You know, but if I'm going to do it, you know, usually I go through and I try to get a card that's going to represent the individual from the court cards. And I normally, you know, look through face up. Now, doing it this way, what I'm doing is I'm shuffling and I'm letting the deck tell me. And I'm doing that by going through until I get to a court card, which may never happen as you're going through.
This could take a while.
This could take a while. But I did actually pull another card too, which I'll get to in just a second. Okay. So I am getting the King of Coins. That is an awesome card for your father there. Very grounded. Has dominion over the material. I really like that, you know. But when I was pulling that, Mary, another card fell out. He's also showing up as the Magician. And I kind of like that. You know, if you put those two together, King of Coins and the Magician. Yes. And Rosie, you're going to have to tell me, and you know, you kind of know the Magician and the King of Coins or the King of Pentacles. Does that sound right? You know, in fact, I think she's already saying, cool, that sounds right. Awesome sauce. Awesome. Now
that's
we got to
pull
a message. Let's see, a message of love. Message of love. Oh, very interesting. That's really interesting because I got the King of Coins and now I got the Ace of Coins. His message for you is a new beginning in the area of material abundance. So he wants you to press forward. He's saying you can achieve something and it's going to be something new, something new. That's the message I'm getting. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, Rosie, for whatever reason, I just felt like instead of pulling tarot cards, which I know it's a tarot show, but Dax already did that. And since you asked for a significator, I wanted to kind of leave it with what you got is that I pulled a couple cards from the Power of the Angels deck. It's a teeny tiny little wonderful deck from Agmuller. It came out years ago. The card that I pulled first was for your significator, and these have messages on it. And I could, you know, the message on this is listen to the fine voice of your guardian angel and follow it. So I feel like that's essentially representing your father as someone who looks over you, looks out for you, still has your best interest. And the message that I got for the second card was, I don't know if you can read that, now is the time for a new beginning. So it is exactly the message that Dax got, you know, with adding the material edge
crazy.
To it.
Talk about
so there you
synchronicities.
Go.
Wow. There you go. There you go. Shuffling. So before we take our first phone call, I saw another question pop in on chat from Swap B. And Swap B says, will I get married to my love, Shiraj? It's like S-U-R-A-J. I know I'm butchering these names. I apologize, folks. Or another person. Interesting. So I'm going to – all righty. And then I'm going to pull some cards for Shiraz. Huh. And I'm going to pull some cards for another person.
I am Mary, going.
And Mary, what do you get? You go first, Mary. You're first.
I know. I dropped a card on the board.
Oh, you dropped it. You're trying to find the card?
I had to like reach out. I'm like, where is it? You know, but I was just putting that little angel deck together. So it's Shiraz, right? Close your eyes and listen to the choirs of the angels is the card that fell down there. And if you look, there's like two little angels. It's like one angel laying there looking up at the other two angels and thinking, which one's going to marry me? The angel with in the red and yellow or in the blue and red? I don't know about that. But what's the question, Shiraz or somebody else? Shiraz is your love and your love now, right? I don't know, like, how.
That's about it.
Yeah, so I think that very interesting. So, you know, I don't even like these kind of questions, really, because I feel like they're so passive. You know, will I get married to this person or that person? It's like, you know, make it happen. You know, like you and that person together, you decide if you're going to get married. That aside, I'm not here to judge. I'm getting very strong for Shiraz. And, you know, the thing that's interesting about it is the Six of Cups comes up. And the world card. And sometimes the world card to me, you know, represents that kind of idea of like coming back around or coming together. And the Six of Cups is like when we revisit. So I feel like what could happen here is you and Shiraz, I don't know, maybe it doesn't happen right away. And maybe it comes back around and you get married later. I don't know. Let's see what Dax is getting.
Okay. So, you know, I first of all drew a central focus card and got the Hermit card. And I really think you got to keep your own wise counsel on this. Now, I'm going to kind of go backwards. I'm going to show you what I got for another person first. And you were talking about the angels, Mary, getting that angel. Mm-hmm. And I got judgment, literally Gabriel, you know, cosmic wake-up call. You know, yeah, other people, sure. You know, you're going to have a lot of inner fortitude. But look what happens. You know, there just seems to be a lot of struggle over here. When I look at the cards, okay, the first card, yeah, you know, he looks a little weary there. You've been through the battles in this relationship, so to speak, you know. However, he's showing up as literally your Knight of Cups, okay? This is Shiraz. There's you. Look at the smile on her face there. You know, so, and the seven of pentacles, seven of coins is a card of, you know, reevaluation and harvest. You know, literally, I have to agree with Mary that it's going to be him, Shiraz, and go with that. You just have to, you know, make it happen. There we go.
Love it.
Awesome sauce.
That's great.
So let's see who. Let's see who's waiting on the phone lines, Mary. We got area code 205. Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes. Hi, Mary and Vic. This is Patricia calling from Alabama. And excuse me. Thank you very much for taking my call. Hi. My question is in relation to my homeowner's insurance. We have been in a negotiation settlement since March, I'll say April of this year when March, April is tornado season here in Alabama. So I have hail damage done to my roof and water damage, to my ceilings and bathroom and den area. And now, since it's been you know, since they've been drawing it out, now I have mold. But I've brought in hired appraisal. Their appraisal came in finally after we did desk adjustment under estimate for so long until I demanded appraisal. So we did get the appraisals to meet up in June. Thought we had things settled and agreed upon just to find out that their appraisal went back and just flipped on us. So then we had to bring in an umpire. The umpire came in September. Again, thought that, okay, we're ready, you know, just for me to get some for my homeowner's insurance yesterday. Said, no, we think we're going to ask for a court-appointed umpire. So we're there. You know, I just want to know, because I'm telling you, no, I've paid the umpire. We all three parties agreed on this umpire. You guys don't like it. Now you want to do something else. No, that's not going to work. So what do you guys see? I'm about to bring, I've had enough. And now I'm almost having to bring in an attorney. I'm talking to her. I've left a message for her on Friday to see about bringing her aboard with my appraisal, the umpire that we all agreed on until they are now trying to renege on that because they don't like his decision, you know, and myself. So this attorney will, you know, come on board the team. I just want to know, where do you see, when do you see finally the settlement and the payout? And will I get everything that we've asked for? Because, you know, I'm entitled to this. I've been with this insurance company for 10 years. Why would you do me like this?
Right. Taking a look here. It's looking really good.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
So I'm getting, yes. Okay, there's still things left to be done. It's not a super complete yes, right? I did have, you know, you drop one on the floor, Mary. I had a faller too. You know, what falls will come. And it's the High Priestess card, okay? That's at two energy. How you relate to other people and so forth. It's also sometimes decisions. You know, you might have to go in one direction or the other, but the main focus with this High Priestess card is to listen to your own gut instincts. You are overthinking this. Part of the day showed up in your spread that I was talking about in the beginning of the show, the Eight of Swords. Way too many thoughts and ideas. That's all those swords, you know. But eight is the number of abundance. So what else do we have? Okay, the death card, transition, you know, we're talking about, you know, it's going to end. It's going to end, and it's going to end in your favor. Justice will be done. The Justice card shows up. And the Nine of Wands, which actually we had previously for another question. And the thing about the nine is like that's again, endings in numerology, but you've been through it all.
Yes.
But he has all of his wands lined up behind him. That's all of his skills and abilities. You know, wands are fire energy. It's what you're passionate about. And often talks about career and your skills and abilities, things along those lines. But the feeling I'm getting from this card is that you just need to persevere a little longer. But all the cards that are showing up are really good, and especially when justice shows up in the, you know, in this kind of a question. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, really good cards as well. I do think that this is going to end. The death card, like you got, came up. Yeah. This is from the Surrealist Tarot from Lothar Bale. And it's kind of trippy. But also I got the World card. So again, that idea of things, you know, being completed, you know, when the cycle ending, and the Chariot card. And the card is success and prevailing, you know, and the thing about the Chariot and the Knight of Cups came up, and the Knight, or the King rather, of Swords. So just a couple of court cards, and then the rest were major arcana. So this is finally going to end. The only thing I would say about the Chariot card, you know, sort of being the vehicle for success in this, is that idea of, you know, if it's more people involved than just you, like getting on the same page, so we're all like working towards the same goal, you know, and that goes for any lawyer or anybody else you would have involved with it as well. But it looks good. It looks like it's finally, you know, going to be over, and you'll feel like, okay, I got done what I needed to get done.
I hope that helps you out, Patricia.
Yeah,
I love you guys.
For calling.
Good. Thank God for you, Earth Angels.
I love you too.
And the messages. So I love you. Happy holidays. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Have a great
Thanksgiving
weekend.
Thanksgiving is almost here. In fact, for the banner for today's show, I used an image, you know, with the turkey in it, all
the
fixing.
Turkey.
That's
there's a turkey
right.
shortage. Did you read about that? I read that there's a turkey shortage. It's like, come on.
Oh, my God.
Who does that? How do you run out of turkeys? Everywhere.
That's right, you turkey. All right. So we still got some time, folks. So you can dial in at 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. We're going to go to some calls. Also, shout outs to anybody now joining us on the YouTube Live. Hi, everybody. By the way, Swap B that we did the reading for says, I'm loving your vibes.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. So if you have any more questions for those of you in the chat, you know, go ahead and type them in. Either type in, pull a card for me if you just want something general. And if you have a very specific question, ask the question. Now, all I wanted to point out, Mary, I just thought of this. If they want a general kind of, you know, pull a card for me, but they have some specific area of interest like romance, you have whole decks for romance. So you could pull a card from your romance deck maybe.
Ooh, I could.
I'm just throwing that out there. Same thing on the phone lines, by the way. You know, you don't have to ask a super complicated question. You can just say, pull a card for me. But, you know, mostly the people that call in seem to have a little bit more complicated, you know, and we say, just be very specific with it. That's all. Just be very specific. Okay, so I don't see any more questions in the chat yet. I did want to mention a few things. You know, we are simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio through the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and we only simulcast on Saturdays now. So Monday is a YouTube-only show. We're dedicating that to our YouTube audience, and so you can join us in the chat for the Monday shows. So we have today's show. We have a show coming up Monday, November 21st, and then we'll be back on next Saturday, November 26th, after Thanksgiving. It'll be right after Black Friday there, and it's our monthly psychic spin show, Mary.
Wow. That's awesome.
We'll have to think of something.
Yes, we should think of something. Yeah.
Yeah. But of course, you can get a hold of Mary and I and let us know what your big questions are. For those that don't know, Psychic Spin is the segment where we ask the tarot questions about, you know, the big things. So it's whatever.
What is the meaning of life?
Yeah, and what's on all of our minds? Like, it could be something in the news. It could be, you know, something that's, you know, really popular, everybody's talking about now. Twitter. Will Twitter go under, Mary?
It better not. I was an early adopter. I went to the
Me
very
too,
first
like 2008, 2009.
Yeah, I went to the very first Twitter conference in Hollywood, and, like, they better not quit on me. They better not quit. They need to figure it out. That should be our question.
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay, we got to write that down or remember that we got to do that.
Twitter.
Twitter.
We're recording it, so maybe that.
Yeah, we can listen to our own show to get our messages.
Every once in a while, maybe.
I was watching a bunch of reports on that and how, you know, 75% of the workforce, you know, quit after Elon's, you know, ultimatum. And I put in a message and then I copied that and I put it in all of the news once I could find about it in the comment section on the YouTube, where I said, oh, 75%, you know, left. Well, you know, a platform is just code, you know, so what really makes a platform is the users and the developers, you know, the programmers. You know, I'm surprised they haven't, you know, these people should, all 75% of them that left should just get together and announce they're going to do Twitter 2.0. Maybe they're going to call it Chirp. I don't know. And just start a whole new website and a new app and, you know, screw Elon, you know, because you guys are actually, you are the platform, you know. And heck, I would leave Twitter and move over to Chirp in a second. You know, just get some of that, what do they call that, angel investments? Get some angel investments and
get a unicorn.
Unicorn. I'm surprised that these engineers and especially, you know, the execs and everything that left, that they don't just get together and say, hey, we can do this. I mean, we are the company.
Oh, well, I would think that they would have a contract preventing that.
Maybe. But maybe not.
Usually, like, you know, non-compete clauses, that kind of thing. And if you don't want to announce it, you're going to just copy it because already,
right,
you know, you're asking for a lawsuit. I don't know.
I don't want
to see it fail. I don't want to see it fail.
Well, we'll do that on...
Not the end of the world.
Next Saturday. We'll do that next Saturday. By the way, there's no radio show on Psychic Talk tomorrow. Because the angelic
magic theater, universe.
I'm mixing them together here in my head. Sorry. Okay. The angelic view with Maria Moss is on, she's on sabbatical, like it's on hiatus till sometime early next year because she's writing a book. And so Sharona's show will be the 27th and she's doing the most magical, the most powerful magical words.
Ooh,
on her show.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I wonder if she, you know, is looking up any of the history on that, you know, like where did abracadabra come from? Right. And Shazam and Alakazam and all that.
Wikipedia is your friend.
I know. We love the Wikipedia. Anyway. So, you know, that's what's coming up on the network there. Did a shout out to Rajan. Oh, our 18th anniversary celebration, the specials we have for that, they're ending this weekend. Yeah, I mean, I think I might go to the Monday show, Mary, but after Monday, for sure, they're ending. You know, we got the holidays coming up and a lot of other stuff. So we got to end the 18th anniversary celebration. And for those that don't know what we're doing for that, our memberships for the year, I kid you not, it's already a steal. It's normally $12 per year. So that's like $1 a month, right? You can join for $1. That's right. Become a premium member over at thetarotguild.com. We have a promo code. It's 18 years, all in caps, 18, 18 years. And just pop that in the promo code box and it'll discount it to $1. Next year, you'll be charged $12. There you go. And you can check out all of the incredible benefits. Just go over to join.thetarotguild.com, or if you're on the website, thetarotguild.com, just click join the guild and it'll explain all the benefits. You will not believe what you get for $1. Also, one of the things it lets you do is it lets you apply for certification. You have to be a member to apply for certification. Professional reader certification is 37% off right now. It's normally $124 per level. It's just $78 per level right now. And the link for that is on the private premium members group on the website. So if you're already a member, just go over there. If you're not, join for $1. Go over to the private premium members group on the website. Right near the top of the group, you'll see the link for the discounted application. You can apply and get your CTR certification. If you already have Certified Tarot Reader and you want to apply for the next level, use the same link. And for those that are brand new to tarot, or you feel like enrolling in my course, it's normally $297. You can save $180 off right now for our 18th anniversary. Wow, 60% off, folks. And I think it ends up being $117. So you go over to the website and click on Learn Tarot, or go to the Tarot by the Numbers course group. It's going to ask you to subscribe. Hit subscribe. In that promo box, again, put 18 years, all caps, and hit the green check button. It'll automatically discount it to $117. Not only will you save $180, but your CTR certification is included with that. So jump on that. It's only good for the rest of the weekend, and get in on those specials. The other thing I wanted to mention was we have a flash sale going on. And let me see if I can grab that banner there.
Yes. Wait, you see that?
It's our tag team readings, Mary. So basically,
awesome.
It's what we already do here on the radio show, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. Only bigger.
Only bigger. Yeah. So basically, if you like these readings and you like having two readers for the price of one, so to speak, you could book a private intimate session with me and Mary. And we're not only going to do tarot, but like I'm going to do your numerology chart. Mary's going to do chakra readings, pull out the oracle cards, tarot. Yeah, you're going to get the whole thing. And it's going to be usually, 30, 40 minutes. And so we can spend a lot more time and get way more in depth than we can on a short call or even a question, from the chat room. And it's normally $197, but we're slashing that to $111 right now. Awesome. And the other thing I wanted to mention is you can head over to the tip jar, buy us a cup of coffee, coffee.tarotoday.live will take you over there. Just open a new tab in your browser and type in coffee.tarotoday.live. That'll take you right over, and you can send us any amount of tip that you want. Maybe you're getting something out of these shows. Maybe you're learning something. Maybe you're getting a great reading or some entertainment, and you want to buy Mary and I a cup of coffee. Pop over there. So there you go. Awesome sauce. Let's see. Who else do we have in here? Area code 860.
Hello.
860. Hi, what's your name, hon? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Amala from Connecticut.
Amala.
Yes.
From Connecticut.
Yes.
Just typing that in. All righty. What would you like to chat about?
So I was wondering about this person that I'm interested in. It's been – the communication has kind of been on and off in the sense of – I think my communication is very clear, and his is not very clear. And it's no judgment. It's just the way it's going right now. I'm just wondering, do you see us getting stronger and working things out, at, like maybe for December, January? Where do you what does it feel like for us to anything you've got is great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Pulling some cards here. Mary, I'm not hearing you. Are you on mute?
Yes.
Oops.
I was. Oops.
There we go.
I muted myself. But yeah, so check it out. What I'm getting is interesting. We went with the Justice card, and that is great. It's like balance being restored, things being balanced, fair, equitable. That's a good thing, especially when you're saying like your communication is clear, but his is not. And maybe there's some inconsistency with communication. Yes. In the four wands is good because it gives a sense of also like, you know, stabilizing a bit. We need a structure for it, you know. It might be a thing where the two of you need to talk about, you know, what do we do about this communication thing? How do we get it, like, on the level? You know, the judgment card also comes up with this. And then, interesting, like, right now what comes up in the present energy is the Ten of Swords. Okay. Not everybody's favorite card, you know, but the preceding it is the Ace of Swords. So it feels like whatever the initial idea was, like what's happening between the two of you is going to become something a little different. Okay.
Right.
So I don't know how this relationship started, like what the idea was, but it's time to sort of like drop that, be in the now and build towards the future. You know, I think that there's that possibility of there being a little bit of a future and things at least getting balanced when it comes to communication and the two of you being like more on an equal playing field with each other. But let's see what Dax is getting. Maybe he will have some wonderful insight that will be helpful.
Oh, it goes right
Thanks,
along
Mary.
With what you're getting, Mary. In fact, I got the judgment card too. It's all
okay.
about the communication. This is also a big cosmic wake-up call for the two of you. I mean, this is like the key to everything is, and you know, Gabriel is in the card. It's literally a card of communication, you know, and I call it the cosmic wake-up call, so to speak. And it's going to require a commitment, a leap of faith. And, of course, we got the Fool card, you know, reinforcing that leap of faith there. And Mary's right. It has to be something new. You can't continue with the relationship as it was. It kind of has to become a new relationship. And the Ace of Cups shows up.
Yeah,
the Ace of Cups shows up.
Yeah, okay.
But hold on. Let me
okay.
hold
yeah.
on. Let me finish first before you comment, okay? Because there's more.
Sure.
The Five of Swords. So conflict. Someone wins, someone loses. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? That's the key to communication. And then where do you end up with? You end up with the Ten of Cups then, the idyllic relationship situation. There you go.
Okay.
So, yeah. What were you going to say, Emma?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just was basically agreeing with both of you. I think it's definitely like a new reset type of thing because he wasn't responding to something. And now it's like, I wanted to give him time. I didn't want to like pose it as the walls were closing in on him and I need a decision. I need you to make a, you know, respond to me right away, but time has passed and, you know, you don't want to take too much time either. I think I was very compassionate and I was very, what's the word? I don't even know. I just wrote him an email with love and kindness. So it wasn't pushing anything, but I think he just kind of ran away in his mind. And so it's time to it's time for talk.
Yeah.
Really put it out on the table and just what's going on.
You know,
I think it's important. Yeah. I gave him some time and it's funny because, you know, he was like, I don't want to give you delayed responses. And that's the turmoil. That's the gray area. Yet he's not responding to me. So I'm just like, you gotta go with, you know, your actions gotta match what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
but, exactly.
Yeah.
I know I'm a strong person, but I'm noticing myself to just do it with grace and ease and not being so pushy. But there is a time where there's a time to speak up. And a few weeks has gone by, almost a month. And so it's time for me to just be like, where are you at? You know, that's what I was asking in the first place. So anyway, I really appreciate the reading. I really do. It makes complete sense to me. It does. So.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for calling and sharing that with us.
Right.
I appreciate it.
And, you know,
have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. And like I say, Tarot's 90% confirmation. She already knows all this, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like 90% confirmation, 10% new information, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you were mentioning earlier, Mary, about those questions. Like, we had that one question, and you said you don't like those kind of questions. Something along the lines of, like, how they're worded, or they're not as empowering or such.
I don't like the question, will somebody marry me? I don't like that.
Right.
I don't know. Right. I just don't like it, because I just feel like, what is that? What is that? You know, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You were going to say.
And so, you know, the reason why I'm bringing this up is we're actually going to do a workshop on this. And so I wanted to mention that to everybody. Mm-hmm. In fact, I might be able to screen share this real quick.
Oh,
can you
cool.
see that?
I can see it.
Crafting the best questions for tarot, free workshop. So we're going to be doing that. It looks like Sunday, December 18th, 4 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to be free for everybody. Everybody can come in, and it was an idea of one of our board members, Corby Mitlide, and Pam Steele jumped in and said, hey, I've done a lot on this as well, so Pam's going to be there. I'm going to be there. We'll see how many of the staff members we can, you know, get there.
Mm.
And y'all can come free, and we can, you know, look at maybe rewording questions. Do we want to do that even? You know, it's all part of the conversation, you know, and how to do it, and making them more empowering and things like that. And it's going to be free for everyone. Let everybody know that's coming up. And then let's see. Who's been waiting the longest here? I'm going to check chat. Jason says hi. Actually, he says, hi sweetie pants. Now, when he says hi sweetie pants, is he talking about me or you?
Hmm.
I want to be sweetie pants. I'm just.
You can be sweetie pants. I'll let you be the sweetie pants today, okay?
Yes, yes. And joining us is Samia, remember Samia just popped back
yes.
in.
Yes, hi Samia.
Hey Mary and Dax, hope you both been doing well. We also have Grand Madam Tarot. And
ooh,
so,
I like
hello
that
Mary
name.
And Dax.
Hey.
Hello.
Great name.
I love that. Grand Madam Tarot. I love that.
There's exciting.
There's a guy on YouTube and Instagram and everything, and I can't remember what his name is now. And it's something similar like that. And I crack up every time I see it. Especially because it's a guy and he's, you know, using like Madam or something, you know, it's just, okay.
Oh, it's a name you remember. That's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
That's good branding.
I never get him out of my head. I spot him every time I'm looking through YouTube or Instagram or something. Let's see who's been, so just wanted to do those shout outs to the chat room. I don't see any questions. So, you know, if you do have a question, if you want to pull a card, pop it in there, pull a card for me, please. Or if you have a specific question for a reading, just put the specific question in and we'll get back to the chat. If we have time in a couple of minutes here, we still have, you know, a few minutes left. We want to get to some of these phone calls. Area code 703. So we'll also be back on Monday, by the way, here in the chat on YouTube. 703, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Andrea calling from
Hello.
Virginia. Hello.
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
What's your question?
So last time I think we chatted about a possible job opportunity coming around February. So they have a contract job, but I actually had a phone interview yesterday, which I think will lead to a like in-person interview. So how do you think that will go? Maybe whatever you pick up.
Is that an in-person interview?
It was a phone interview.
A phone call.
I think they want. Yeah, it was like phone interview, like an initial.
Oh, okay. Taking a look here. So when you said the last time we talked, it was something in February. So are you talking about February this year or we were predicting for
no,
next
this
year?
Coming up February because the job I'm on is a 4-month contract.
Oh.
It ends in February. The girl's on maternity leave. So she may come back. She may not. I don't know, but either way, I need a permanent position. So I've been searching, and then I had a phone interview.
And so this one's going to be a phone interview?
It was a phone interview, so they want to do it in person, possibly before the holiday or definitely after. So.
All righty. Okay. So the person doing the interview is showing up as the King of Cups. And I'm getting an odd feeling about that. The High Priestess shows up again. She wants you to pay attention to your intuition when you're going through this interview. I've got three yes cards saying that this could go well for you. But, you know, it's just not a strong yes. It really could go either way.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's not a strong yes. It's 3 out of 5. And when I saw that King of Cups, you know, I don't know if it's not necessarily a male doing the interview. It's just the energy, you know, and typically, you know, cups, emotion, typically that's a nice card, you know, but I'm not getting that. I'm getting somebody that's like in, because how the King is, trying to describe this, the King is really emotionally stable. You know, he's in the traditional Waite Smith version of the card, he's sitting in a stone throne, you know, he's not going to be budged, you know. This guy is, I mean, you're going to really have to wow him, I think, or her. It could be a her, you know, it's not saying gender, it's just, you know, the type of person. And because I'm not getting a strong yes, I just don't know. I'm kind of feeling like there's something else out there for you because of a couple of things. First of all, I'm getting the Four of Cups, and there's this other up here. And I know if you're listening on radio, you're probably not watching on cam here. So, you know, but for those in the audience watching on the camera, there's this other opportunity, you know, that opportunity is down here. Not too happy with it. He's not even looking down at the cups, you know, like he does in the Waite Smith version. There's this other opportunity, and you're probably not even aware of that yet. And then a transitional card like death, you know, which is a complete ending of a cycle and starting of another cycle. But my main concern is that the main focus card that shows up is the Tower card. Bum, 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 you know. So that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Maybe Mary's getting something nicer, you know, but I want to be as honest as I can be.
Well, but, you know, I kind of tend to agree with what Dax just said, though, based on the cards that I got. I think something else is coming up later. In the future position, I have the Page of Cups. So I feel like that's going to be a different interview cycle and everything, because before that I have the 10 of Wands and also the 10 of Pentacles. And, you know, I got the, it's actually, it says Dada phone on it, the Knight of Swords. So I feel like, okay, there's our phone call, and I don't get a good vibe from it. It is the Surrealist Tarot deck, so I don't really get a good vibe from most of the deck, really. But especially this card coming up on a question about a phone call, it says phone on there. I feel like, look, okay, that's what you're dealing with. No, I don't think it's going to come to fruition for you with that phone call. Maybe they'll want an in-person interview. But I feel like you think you want the job, but you don't really want that job, you know? Once you realize what the people are like to
job
work
really
with.
Is. Oh, gotcha.
And
okay.
Something,
gotcha.
Yeah, something better is coming later. So I would stick with that original reading that February when this job ends. And I think it's going to be good. I think it's not a loss if something doesn't come through with this one that you just did your interview for with. So.
Yeah, she said she's going to come back, but who knows? I mean, she's got a newborn, so people change their mind at the last minute.
Oh, all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend, thanks. Andrea. We're coming up on the end of the show rapidly here.
Wow.
Folks. Already. Boy, that just went zoom by. Bahnu says, new subscribe. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hey, how cool.
You know, and we're so bad because we're so new to this that I keep forgetting, you know, throughout the show to actually tell people
Please subscribe.
Subscribe. Yeah. Hit the subscribe button and hit that bell button. The other thing I wanted to mention, Mary, is that when you go to our channel, tarottoday.live, mm-hmm. we'll take you over there. At the top, it also has all of our upcoming lives, and there's a notify mm-hmm. me button on each one. So you can click that, and you'll get notified. I don't even click those. And when I'm on my own personal private YouTube account, you know, mm-hmm. I'll be scrolling through. Like I was scrolling through late last night, and it popped up. Mary and Dax live tomorrow. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. You know, I didn't even tell it to notify me. But if you hit the notify button, you'll actually be told right away when we go live and everything. It's so cool. I just love you too. Yeah. So
thanks for subscribing.
Yeah. Thanks for subscribing. And then let's see. I think we have one more caller on Blog Talk Radio. We'll take one last call and we'll be out of here after this. We got to do it real quick though. Area code 509. Okay. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 509. Are you there? Hello. Okay. I'm not getting 509, Mary. So they're going to have to wait till Monday. All right. This was so much fun. Wow.
This was a lot of fun.
Yes. Absolutely. And hey, don't forget the, which way is it? It's this way. Don't forget, if you want to buy us a cup of coffee, coffee.tarottoday.live. Don't miss out on our flash sale, flash.tarottoday.live. If you want to book one of those fabulous tag team readings with Mary and I for only $111 instead of the normal $197, that's a huge savings, folks. So
it's a bargain.
Grab that. And don't forget, I'll remind you on Monday, but Monday at midnight, we're ending the 18th anniversary celebration specials. And they're really awesome. I mean, we have a bunch of people joining Mary premium mm-hmm. membership, hitting that dollar button, you know, and I'm going crazy trying to keep up making the certificates for everybody. We can't afford to keep this going much longer is all I'm saying. You know, it's like, but you know, even regularly, it's only $12. It's a dollar a month, you know, and you get a lot of great benefits, not only being able to apply for certification, but, you know, once you get certified, you're going to be on our readers list and they're on the website and listed under members as a certified reader. You get your own page and we're going to give you a custom URL. You can even get a custom professional email address from us, like your name at thetarotguild.com if you'd like that. And you have the opportunity to come on these shows. I'll even pop on and do a special show during the week and have you on. You know, our premium members can ask for that, and we'd love to do it, you know, and we can do a video interview for YouTube. We can do an article interview. There's a lot of things that we can do. And by the way, when you become a premium member, you can create your own groups on the website, Mary. You can.
Yeah. You know,
no
like,
one does
look,
it. No one does
yeah,
it.
Well, look, you know, I get all the certificates, the premium members, the blah, 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 blah. Look, you know, I've been with the Guild, you know, for a long time, and the main reason was because you get to like get with other tarot people and brainstorm, discuss things. We have this forum section. I mean,
use it.
You know, you can have a whole like thread around like meanings of one card. You know, we started a few different ones on there. You know, do you use reversals? You know, those fundamental questions that the tarot readers should think about. You know, it's right there, and you can have those discussions with people that are either in the same boat as you or just starting out or have been doing it a really long time. It's, you know, community cards and something, community and what else? Coffee? I need coffee.
Community cards and conversation.
That's it.
Yeah, that's one of our taglines, folks.
Yeah.
Also, tarot for the 21st century. And I love that because it never goes away, never gets old. We'll be dead before it ends. So
we'll make it.
Well, bye, everybody.
I think we'll make it.
I want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Dax.
Awesome. And we'll see you on Monday. I can't wait. Monday.
Yep. Bye, everybody.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
Nice job, Roy. Oh,